Tensions are flaring on Russia's western borders. On the opposite side, Russia's Asian neighbours are watching with concern. China in particular is rattled, says Professor Arne Westad, director of the Ideas Policy Group at the London School of Economics.
I think the Russians in part got the Chinese views on this wrong. I mean, China's policy is still emphasising non-intervention and sovereignty. So this has been a difficult one for China.
President Putin will travel to Beijing later this month. Chinese President Xi Jinping chose Moscow for his first foreign trip last year. Russia aims to triple oil exports to China. Analysts say growing tensions over Ukraine are forcing Moscow to look for gas markets outside Europe, with President Putin aiming to sign off on building a pipeline to China. But it's far from a done deal, says Natasha Kurt of King's College London.
It's going to have a hard time doing that because China also likes to ensure that it has a diversity of supply.
Kurt says Moscow will also find it difficult to gain support from Beijing over its stance on Ukraine.
They'll be much more cautious. I mean, I think one always has to beware of, you know, the kind of rhetoric that is, you know, wheeled out for domestic consumption within Russia. Essentially, China will not really cozy up to Russia in that way.
China is wary of upsetting relations with other global powers, says Professor Arne Westad of LSE.
Not least in terms of China's own economic interests, it's Washington that counts. So you can't go too far in supporting a policy that not just the Americans, but the Europeans too, very important for the Chinese in terms of their economic development, see as completely outrageous.
East Asia's other economic power, Japan, has applied visa restrictions on some Russian officials. Visiting Brussels this week, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe reiterated his country's alliance with Europe.
As shown in Ukraine, the world is getting less predictable, and we are responsible for taking a very proactive role together, Japan and the European Union, towards world peace.
Japan claims ownership of the northern Kuril Islands, controlled since 1945 by the Soviet Union and then Russia. Tokyo may seek to draw parallels with Ukraine, says Professor Arne Westad.
There are some similarities in seen from a Japanese perspective in terms of Russian behavior when it comes to these kinds of possessions.
As its relations with the West turn sour, analysts say Russia will find it difficult to build alliances in the East amid the continuing unrest in Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.